You're listening to The Taste Masters with your hosts, David and Wyatt. Hey guys, this one, Merry Christmas episode. That's what we're calling this one, the Christmas episode. Unfortunately, Wyatt isn't going to be here with us. He had some obligations for this holiday season. So I have honorary taste master Cody. Cody, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to fill in.
I'm glad you could fill in. Thank you for filling in. Appreciate you. So I have some special beers for you, my man. Some of our favorite breweries just came out with Christmas-style beers. It's kind of funny. Red Rock has this one called Griswold's. It's an ale brewed with spices. Looks really cool. I mean, that movie is one of my, who doesn't like Christmas Vacation?
And the label, that's funny. Yeah. I just noticed that.
It's really cool. It's got the, hanging from the lights. I mean, that's probably my favorite Chevy Chase movie. I mean, that's 100%. Mm-hmm. And then we have Epic came out with their Grandma Van's Candy Cane Stout. It's a coffee stout brewed with peppermint at 6%. And the classic Epic bottle. Super cool. A simple label, very Christmas festive. And then we got the Uinta Brewing Peppermint Patty Limited Release. It's a pastry stout made with lactose. And this one was the one that when they released it, I caught my fancy. Peppermint stout.
Oh, yeah.
Pastry stout with a little bit of lactose. It could be a little creamy. Who knows?
That's a perfect Christmas drink, I think.
Oh, speaking of Christmas drinks, Cody, what's your favorite Christmas drink? If you think Christmas...
Eggnog.
Really?
Oh my God, I love eggnog.
Why do you love eggnog?
I don't know. As a kid, I would just... It's so sweet and creamy and thick, and a lot of people are grossed out by that, but I super loved it. Except my dad would always dilute it with milk.
Interesting. Because
he was like, oh, it's too thick and too sweet. I'm like, no, give it to me.
Did your dad ever make it from scratch?
No.
Did you
never.
Ever have eggnog from scratch?
A few times. I had a good friend that's mom made it a lot like that, and it was good.
Fascinating. Interesting.
Yeah.
I hate eggnog.
Yeah.
I'm like one of the few that hate eggnog. To me, it's either you love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's more people who love it, in my opinion.
I think so.
But I hate it. Yeah. And I don't know why. Like, I've tried it. I've tried to get behind it. I've tried the spiced ones. I've tried the pumpkin eggnog. I've tried, a shot of something.
Yeah. See, I don't like any of the flavored stuff. It's just got to be straight eggnog.
Yeah. But I remember my mother, every time we were growing up, my mom would buy a small little pint, and none of us kids would drink it. And so it was like her drink. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she had it to herself. And I'm always like, we always like snuck it out. We'd go to the fridge and like sneak some. Like, well, if mom has like this special drink, like, it's got to be good.
Yeah.
And every time, it's disgusting.
So I can't even drink it with alcohol in it?
You know what? I couldn't tell you the last time I had it with like a shot or like with some liquor in it. So maybe that would help. A shot of whiskey or some spiced rum.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll keep trying it.
We'll
I have a feeling that I will love eggnog or like eggnog the older I get. That's just my hypothesis.
Maybe.
But so I opened this one. The Griswold's Red Rock Brewery, ale brewed with spices. Ooh. Lovely nose.
Yeah. This is going to be good.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful brown ale. I mean, brown ale color. It's an ale color, but it's got that brownish hue I like. I love the nose. I can keep smelling this.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
That is nice.
Especially this early in the morning. It's a breakfast beer.
Breakfast beer. It is a breakfast beer. And it's a nice breakfast beer. It's got the spices in it. I'm not quite sure what spices it has in it. It won't tell us. And I can't find it. Let's see.
It's got to be some ginger.
Cinnamon, coriander, ginger, orange peel, clove spices.
Clove, yeah.
And I get the clove.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get cinnamon. Do you get cinnamon?
I think it's kind of, I get the clove and the ginger. They're really strong, but it's kind of overpowering,
And I think the orange is what's hidden by the spices. But it's nice. Don't get me wrong.
No, I like it.
I think I get more cinnamon on the nose than anything, but I don't taste it. I guess... Now, knowing it has cinnamon in it, I want cinnamon, but I like cinnamon.
Yeah.
But this is really good, actually. Not bad at all. So, Cody, question for you. Favorite Christmas tradition?
Oh, man. I'm not really one for traditions, but... I'd have to say... I'm the kind of person that when it's Christmas morning... Just like to shred open presents. No waiting, no watching. Just open all the presents.
Just go to town.
Just go to town.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I like to do. That's what I always like to do growing up. it was a lot of fun.
And you grew up with a bunch of brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys all do that?
And your sister? We did. Yeah? I mean, a lot of families don't like to do that. And so when I get with other families that are opening presents, it's like one at a time, we're going to watch this person open and talk about it. Yeah. Like my wife's family, it drives me insane. I'm like, can we just like get through this? I need to see all my presents.
My family growing up did that. We sat, there's this weird tradition that I disagreed with, but we sat there and there was like, we had my uncles there, my cousins, and we went from youngest to oldest. And youngest would open the present, and then you go up and you sit there, and you're like having these presents around you. You sit in like your little area of presents or whatever.
As a child, it drives you nuts.
But yeah, but like, why? Like, I don't want to see you open presents.
Yeah,
it sounds really selfish.
It's a little selfish,
what I mean?
But yeah,
it's Christmas. Let me open the goddamn gifts. Yeah. Like, I want. I guess you know what I think. I think because Santa Claus, you know, my grandparents and my mother, they're the ones that bought most of the presents for everyone. So they wanted to see, because like, I want to see,
I get that.
If I give you a gift, I want to see you open it and I want to see your reaction.
Right.
I understand that. But I don't know. I don't know if I do it differently. I'm not, I think I would, if, well, tell your
I
father.
I have no say.
So your daughter, let me talk about your daughter real quick.
Yeah.
When it comes to Christmas morning, do you like watching her open her gifts that you get her?
Yeah, but I want her just to shred through them like I did. But my wife, Naya, she's a... No, we're going to go one at a time, one at a time. Like, here's one, here's the next one. And I'm just like,
gotcha.
Just let her open the presents.
Interesting, yeah.
But Arya's cool. She's cool with it.
I mean, but that's the thing about your daughter is she's very, like, she gets it.
Yeah.
You know, but I can, I would love to just, like, let her in a room and just, like, open these presents.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one of my favorite Arya moments, real quick, is watching her beat up a pinata. She has, there's a couple of little boys beating up a pinata, and then your daughter comes in, just rails this pinata. So I can see her opening some gifts.
Yeah.
For sure. I like this. Red Rock, good job on this one. Thoughts? Like, drink this one again, Cody?
Would you... No, this is a really good beer. I could drink this for a while. I mean, this could be like a beer to drink through the holidays.
And they released this for the holidays, and I got this one at the DABC. So fortunately, they have a nice stock at the DABC. So this is local. You can go get the Red Rock Brewery store. Can get it at Red Rock Brewing, the brewery themselves. And it's located at any DABC. And right now I'm opening the Epic. This one, I'm very fascinating. It's, you know, the Epic Grandma Van's Candy Cane Stout. So I personally brewing with coffee. This is a coffee stout. I'm very curious to know how the coffee plays in the stout. Oh, you took a whiff of that one?
Yeah.
So tell me what you think about this one.
A lot of coffee. I mean, that smells just like coffee. Like fresh.
Oh, yeah. But peppermint. It's nice. It smells really good.
Yeah, it smells good.
It's like in Grandma Van's Candy Cane Stout. 6%. It's a full pint. It's a coffee stout brewed with peppermint. And it says, no visits to Grandma Van's is complete without a cup of coffee and a piece of peppermint dessert. Cheers to all the grandmas that bring our families together.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Hmm.
Ooh.
I like the peppermint play on that one.
Yeah, it's not too strong either.
You know what? I actually would like...
More?
This is going to say, not that the beer... I like this beer. I would like chocolate in here.
Oh,
I think adding chocolate, chocolate coffee stout with peppermint.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice, you know?
Yeah.
The coffee's there. I think it seems like a dark roast. That's my guess. Like, it seems really, really roasty, like really.
It's very roasty.
But this one also got at the liquor store. Tried to go to the Epic store to grab this one. They were actually limited on that one, so I decided not to grab it. So I got it at the liquor store. It is available, available there. But what is, Cody, when it comes to Christmas, what is your least favorite tradition?
Ooh, I don't like the tradition where you have to, I guess when I was little, but when you wake up early to open presents, I don't like to be woken up to open presents. You know what I'm saying? I like to wake up to open presents. I don't like to wake up my kids, or like my one kid, but like... Because then I'm just exhausted, you know? And it's like, all right, now I'm tired for Christmas. Now I want to go back to bed after we get the presents open.
Right.
But I just know a lot of families, they do that. They get up before the sun comes up, open presents, and, you know, have a whole thing. But I'm just like, let's just get up when we get up, you know.
I can
see
that.
Set an alarm for it, you know, just relax. And then, you know, have Christmas. I don't know.
I understand.
That's the only really thing that, like, ever bothered me.
So, also, do you like white Christmases? Do they have to be white?
Oh, man, it's changed. When I was younger, I hated the snow so much. I would always wanted to have a no snow mm-hmm. kind of Christmas. Yeah. But now that I'm older, I'm like, it's kind of like the whole point of, you know, the whole white Christmas thing.
Snow?
It'd be nice if it just like, yeah. No, I wanted to dump snow. If it's going to snow, I wanted to like snow like 2 feet, you know? I don't want it just to be cold and have like a little bit of snow and then ice on the ground, you know, like that. That's
right.
Just annoying. Like, if it's going to snow, I wanted to like really snow. Let's have a snow day, you know?
Yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I understand that. Totally. It's unfortunate being in Utah because you get that like an inch.
Like today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The roads are like annoying where it's going to be all melted by 2 p.m. today.
Yeah.
And people don't know how to drive, which is weird. Like, it freaked out. So I want to be able to, yeah, I like that dump snow. But as a kid, I love the snow. When I got out of high school and going to college, I fucking hated the snow.
Yeah.
I hate the snow.
I hate it.
I have friends that they love to ski and snowboard. And I think to survive in Utah, and I think you and I have the same problem because you and I don't snowboard or ski. And we get kind of depressed during the winter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of like edgy and we're, I want to get the hell out of the house. Cabin fever, if you will. And everyone who goes and do the snow sports seems they just fine.
Yeah, that's the key, I guess.
But I don't find it in. I just don't. If take out the cold and wet, maybe I'd go out.
Yeah, if I didn't have to get wet, because and then you stink. You know, everything gets all moldy.
Right, and then you get all your shit in your car, and your car's dirty and wet.
Yeah.
But what was me? What a hard life we have.
I know.
but I think now having a garage, I don't miss parking outside and then going and like having to scrape your car, sit there, turn it on.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to work, it's finally warmed up. Your car is. You're like, oh, fuck. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you bought Naya a automatic car starter, right?
Yeah.
How's that?
That's nice.
Like life-changing?
Yeah. In the summer and in the winter, it's great.
That's so, because all you got to do is heat that sucker up, turn it on.
Yeah.
You invest in that.
It takes care of itself. Yeah. That's a nice, yeah, it's a good investment for anyone.
I think so, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Christmas. I mean, I love the lights. I love the vibe of Christmas. But let me tell you something. This is a little personal. Christmas, and Holly and I talk about this all the time. Christmas to me stopped being special when my grandfather passed away.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather to me was like the Santa Claus to me. He was one who made Christmas fun. And when he passed away, to me, like Santa Claus died. Like the spirit of Santa Claus died. Not that my family's great, but they tried to like, we always tried to continue that like vibe, and it just was never the same. And I was telling Holly, not that I'm a Scrooge or, you know, bah humbug, but I think once we have kids, I think it'll be special again. So I'm looking at it. Did Christmas change for you becoming a dad?
Yeah, you know, I think it did because I never really cared for Christmas. I mean, when I was a kid, of course, you love Christmas. And then you grow up, you're like, oh, whatever, it's fucking Christmas. Like, whatever, here's some presents. Like, thank you, whatever. You know, I never got into, like, the spirit of Christmas. But now, like, for the last few years, I don't know, man. I kind of enjoy the Christmas music now and, like, the whole festivities.
So you do
and,
like Christmas music?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I never used to. I used to hate it. But, yeah, I don't know. It's something's changed, I guess.
Do you think it's you attest it to like you becoming a father?
That's the only thing that would make sense.
Yeah.
I think yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't probably care. Hmm. Yeah.
Because I look at it and like we have some friends that are moms, and I think they shy away from the fact that they listen and enjoy Christmas music. Which you, if you enjoy it, enjoy it. Like
yeah.
It's festive. Enjoy it. Like I don't. Who gives a shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm that person that secretly I don't like Christmas music because to me it's like I don't care about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate because I don't like having that attitude.
Yeah.
But I'm to be honest, I have that attitude. Like when I hear Christmas music, I'm like, oh God, let's go. You know, but like if I hear Halloween music,
Grinch.
It doesn't bother me. Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
for
I
real.
Know.
Halloween, it doesn't matter. But for some reason, when I hear Christmas music, I just think, God damn, like maybe, I don't know, dude. But
yeah, but then that's how I used to be, yeah.
But I'm looking forward to, I guess for me, it'd be special to like share that moment with like my offspring. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
And we have friends that are, you know, dads, and I know for a fact that they like and they seeing their children and shopping for the children, doing Christmas for the kids is everything. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I don't like the shopping. I don't.
Are you a shopping last minute shopper?
I'm an online shopper only. I will avoid the crowds. Yeah, I can't stand, you know, the rush.
So are you the person that gets everything done like before or on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or are you the person that waits until like Christmas Eve to get all your shopping done?
Oh man, I don't even do any shopping anymore. Naya does all the shopping.
Oh wow, what does she do then?
Oh, she likes to go to the store
all the time.
She's just throughout the whole time. She's looking at stuff, figuring stuff out, putting things on lists. Yeah.
Holly and I are bad. We wait until like the week of Christmas.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. And we always talk to ourselves like, we're not going to do this year. Every fucking year, we just, it's bad.
Yeah.
All right, dude. So I've been excited for this one. I'm curious about this one. This one's the Peppermint Patty Pastry Stout from Uinta. This one is brewed with lactose. So it has that, it's going to have that creamy vibe to it. This one is going to be very, very little hops, very malty, very body. Heavy body on that. The color is dark as hell. 8.5%, but yeah, I think I get the same peppermint vibe I would in the Epic one. It's kind of minty. That's
way more mint,
right?
Yeah. I mean, that smells like a peppermint patty. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I'm kind of hoping it is. I kind of want that.
I mean, you want that, though. So, oh, wow. That's a bad oof sound. Not, but it's like, it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pastry style, so it's very viscous. It's like thick, kind of. And that lactose gives it that creaminess vibe, but it's minty out the ass. Like, yeah. It's minty. It's a peppermint patty. Yeah. I think that's what they're going for, right? Like, this tastes like I just put a peppermint patty in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like a York patty.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind.
Yeah, what are those other little ones?
Junior mints.
Junior mints.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
It totally, yeah. Junior mint.
That's, yeah.
But it's like, I took a sip a few minutes ago and the mint's still on my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, it's still on my palate.
Because it tastes like I ate some candy. It's one of those. Exactly.
So online, I was seeing a lot of people were putting vanilla ice cream in this stout, with the stout. And I think...
Like a root beer float.
Like a root beer float. So what I would do is I would add a scoop of vanilla ice cream and just pour this over that. I think that'd be beautiful.
A little bit
of vanilla ice cream. Maybe some Rocky Road if you're into chocolate. But like, I for the Epic one, I wish... For me, I wanted chocolate. But because of this one, there's no chocolate vibe in it. I mean, you kind of get like that roasty chocolate, you know, malt, if you will. But there's not like... chocolate for it. It's so minty that you forget you want the chocolate, in my mind. Because that's why I wish the chocolate was in the Epic one. But this one's good. I mean, interesting. It's a good festive beer.
Yeah.
I would not drink this one in the summer. Ever.
No. No, it's limited. So, yeah, we don't have to try it in the summer.
Right. But, I mean, I would love to have, like, snow when it snows, like today. I think this is a perfect, like...
No, this has been great, especially at this hour, too. Like, this is all I wanted right now. It was a beer like this.
I'm glad you liked that one, dude.
Yeah.
This is your favorite one out of the three?
I think the Red Rock is my favorite. Just because it's just, you know, kind of a classic. Just nice beer.
Nice
ale. I mean, they're not safe by any means. But they're very appropriate, I think, you know.
Right.
It would definitely be hard to drink more than one of these as well.
Oh man, it would be hard, but it's not crushable. I don't think either of the candy cane ones are crushable at all. I mean,
no,
there's no way. Mm-mm. But the ale one, I could probably. I would like to pair it with some curry, a little spice, right? A little rice, a little jasmine rice, be really cool. And like, maybe I'm just hungry, but like, I think. Pairing that ale would be awesome. But, like, great beer. And that's the thing about these festive beers is, for me, I like trying them. And Chad Hopkins, you know, one of my good friends, he said, beer needs to taste like beer.
Right.
And I've heard that from other brewers. Beer needs to taste like beer at the end of the day. Like, it's, you can't argue, right?
Yeah.
These taste like beer.
Yeah.
But they're festive beer. They're nice beers. They're different. but they're different enough where I still know what the fuck I'm drinking.
Yeah, and it's surprising how well the mint goes with it all.
Mm-hmm. But that mint's a palate wrecker. Like, oh, we can't have anything else after that. For, I mean,
yeah.
But, you know, really good. The Uinta's Peppermint Patty Pastry Stout is available in the DABC. You can go get to the Uinta's stores and the brewery themselves and have it. It's a limited release, so if you guys would like this, get it before it's all sold out. Man, I want, like, more festive stuff. Like, I feel like the Grinch of me is kind of leaving. I kind of like it. My heart, your heart is growing. Yeah. Oh, man. But, Cody, before, one of the few questions I have for you is, what is your favorite Christmas memory?
Man.
Or one that just comes to mind.
The one that comes to mind, the one that always comes to mind, I think, was like, I think when I turned, right before I turned 4. Yeah. I was 3 years old, almost 4. And we got a Nintendo.
Oh, shit.
The original Nintendo.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was fucking dope.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, stop.
Yeah, just the cube,
yeah.
Square, everything.
Yeah, and then it came with the duck game. Hunt, yeah. That was that Mario. Fucking dog. Oh. Fuck that dog, by the way. I just, every time I'd let you miss it and I'd laugh at you, oh, man, it annoyed me. I hated that so much.
Yeah.
I like that memory, dude.
That's a good one, yeah.
That's super cool. Hell yeah. Well, thanks for sharing the Christmas spirit with me, and I guess anything you got for me on that one?
Oh, man.
Oh, before we end, I guess we'll end on this one. I have what Wyatt and I called Almost News and Other Stuff.
Oh, fun.
So we're doing a news vibe where we happen to, I found an article that's really cool. And we were talking about actually my producer Corey sent this to me. I'm going to see the most valuable beer company. Beer brands. Guess if you were to guess the most popular beer right now, the year 2020, what's the most popular beer brand?
I always think Bud.
You think
Bud
so,
Light,
right?
Budweiser, you think?
So yeah, Budweiser and Bud Light are 3 and 4, respectively.
Coors?
Nope.
No.
Corona at number one. So Corona is the most valuable beer of 2020, which is kind
Sweet.
Of... ironic, I guess.
Yeah, is that
then,
why?
And then maybe, and then 2 is Heineken, then Budweiser, Bud Light, Victoria.
Heineken too, huh?
Yeah, but Corona is higher than Heineken by $1.1 billion. Excuse me.
Is that because of this year?
Or you know what? I don't know. They don't go into it. Mm. I found this. It's called Vine Pears. The source that we got from it was the world's top 10 most valuable wines, beers, and spirit brands in 2020. So they go on all the businesses. And the top beers, they think they tested the Corona, like COVID-19, but...
Yeah, I thought it hit Corona sales hard.
You know what? People think that, but yeah. And honestly, it did not.
That was marketing for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, free
yeah,
marketing,
free
which
marketing.
Is like a world marketing. And yeah. That's kind of, yeah, really weird. Anyway, so that's the news I have for you, but that'll do it for this episode, Christmas episode. Until the next beverage, bros. Merry Christmas.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram @the_Tastemasters, on Twitter @TheTastemasters, and on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded @Fuse Audio. Give them a follow @Fuse_Audio.